Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Your microphone's all good. Are you guys happy with that?
I'm fine with it.
I'm good if you're good.
I know. I love it. The cords.
Cute.
All right. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
1, 2, 3. Hi, everyone. Welcome to our Drew's News podcast, your good news on the go. Today, we're covering everything from a Netflix show about how to build a sex room to a national debate about how to wash your armpits.
And what?
Yeah, find out if you're doing it right. Well, please welcome my co-pilot of my dreams, Rossi Ross Matthews.
Yes, hello. I just want to say, I think I am washing my armpits correctly, but we'll get to that down the line.
We're going
to
find out, Ross.
Yeah, well, we're going to go there. We're talking about anything, all the quirky, fun, inspiring, and yes, deep, informative stories that exist in the world because, well, that's what we need right now, Drew.
Well, then should we get right into it?
They hit me. What do we got?
All right. Story number one. Netflix, how to build a sex room. Okay, Ross.
What? Don't even ask. No, I don't have one. No, and nobody's shocked.
Well, you just got married and you just bought a new house.
Yeah.
So Netflix might just have the show for you. It could transform your home and your sex life in one fell swoop. It's like a show about how to design and custom build a sex room in your home. Rossi, thoughts?
Well, congratulations to everybody who's building one. I think that that's great, and I'm happy for you and your libido. You know what I needed a sex room? I need just a blackout curtain and a light switch. That I just need it to be dark. You know, I don't need anything fancy. My fetish is gratitude, Drew. I don't need anything else.
If my fetish was gratitude, I would be gasming in a corner 24/7.
Because you are full of gratitude. By the way, you're welcome for that. I don't have one of those secret fetishes that I have a locker where I need a key to keep it. You know what I'm saying? Like when you, if you
except
open.
Except in your mind.
No, not even. I swear.
Wait, are you PG in the brain?
I'm PG on the streets and in the sheets. Yeah. Are you like a little, I think you are. I can see by your face right now.
Oh, I'm a dirty bird.
Really?
I think so, yeah. But just like in the corners of my mind where I never will tell and it's just for me. And I don't think, I can understand certain kinky things.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, I've tried everything.
You really have?
I've done everything. That's why I'm so boring now.
So you just have said yes. And were you surprised that there was anything that you were like into? You thought, oh, there's no way I could be into that. And you're like, oh.
You know, I don't know if I was into it or not. I just wanted to try everything.
Well, I think that's fun and exhausting. Do you have anything, any like a room in your house that you're like, I'm not using that. Right now it's just, you know, the Christmas decorations are in there. Maybe I could turn it into my own little dungeon.
I don't think I want a sex room.
I know I don't want a sex room.
Like, I'm fine in the bed, mish position. You know?
Have you ever called it that before?
No.
Oh, my God. Copyright. She owns it.
Call that my sex room.
Mish position.
Yeah. Like, those days are long gone.
Yeah.
And you used a keyword, exhausting.
Exhausting.
But back when I was younger, I had all the energy in the world.
Yeah.
But now, no.
No. Well, like I said, congratulations to the people who want this. I'm glad you're having that kind of fun.
Congratulations to the executive at Netflix who came up with this show. I'm sure it will have an audience.
Yeah. I'm not going to build this room, but I will watch this show.
I totally agree.
You're also like a designer, Drew. So, I mean, would you take this gig? Would you design a sex room?
You know, if I was tasked with designing a sex room, I would avoid all the cliches. There wouldn't be like a lick of velvet.
Like no red satin sheets?
No. I think that's probably also why I don't want a sex room is I don't like the way they look.
Yeah. How would yours look?
It would look like a CB2 showroom. Like
it'd be like Crate and Barrel too? That CB2?
Yes, yeah, okay. It would be like white walls with like...
That's not good in a sex room. I just want to put that out there.
Like a black like structure and like an awesome big phallic marble something.
Oh, God.
And like maybe a plant.
You'd put a succulent in the sex room? I want a sanitizing station. Can I get one of those right in the middle?
Totally. Like I want the like... Instead of like a love swing, for there to be like a black metal demi-lune that goes very Alexander Calder rather than, you know.
And a demi-lune is a?
It's like a half circle.
Oh, cute.
Yeah. Like, so picture like a half circle coming down from a black chain and like that's what you would grip onto.
Oh, God.
But it could be designed by Calder.
Okay. I don't want to go in your room either. I'm good, but I support you.
Story number two, I'm really interested in your thoughts in this and everybody who may or may not be out there listening, because when I first heard about it, I think I misunderstood what it was, but let's get into it. So the New Yorker is calling a new dating app called Field, F-E-E-L-D, and it's for the emotionally mature. So, like, if you like straight up honesty about your interests, a la I want a sex room, or I'm into X, or I don't like Y, I suppose this app is for you. Apparently, like, I think feet are sexy, like, came with this story as an option to discuss.
Mm-hmm.
When I heard emotionally mature dating app, I got so excited.
Mm-hmm.
Because my big problem with dating apps is the bull and the chit-chat that leads to nowhere. So I didn't know that emotionally mature also was, like, a code for fetishists.
Yeah, that wasn't clear to me either. I thought, well, emotionally mature people on dating apps is something that I don't think really exists out there in the world. But I will say, people saying what they want is on dating apps. I joined when I was single.
Uh-huh.
I joined one of the ones that the people join, right? For just a few days.
Tinder.
Mm-mm. Nope. I got on
Grindr.
The other ones. Yes. Okay. So, and the things, it was for a day and it wasn't for me. It was like, people do tell you what they want on those apps. I got said, sometimes not even with words. It was just a picture of what they wanted.
Oh, my God. Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Because I've only ever been on one dating app in my life.
Mm-hmm. Like the
Raya.
Yeah, the respectable ones.
The tomato tomato.
That would be a more grown-up one, I think, because it's professional.
No, it's not grown-up.
No?
I think it's safer for people in a certain field because they'll kick you off if you like screenshot something.
Oh, that's good.
So like I'm looking, I want like a Doberman on my app.
Okay.
Like with rabies who's ready to pounce. Mm-hmm. I am shocked. You can send pictures?
Yeah. So you could, rather than saying hi, you can just be like, here is my genitalia.
Well, there's a how do.
Yeah. Hi. Oh. Well, you make a good point, sir. Stupid. But there should be one. There should be dating apps that are based around interests, right? Like priorities. You know, what if there was a dating app that was all about people who loved interior design or spending, you know, Sundays at farmers markets, or, you know, if we can really fine tune them.
Now I'm hot.
I'm telling you, I know what you like. What about this one? A dating app for people who like getting stains out. I'll have what she's having. Yeah.
I got so excited to hear emotionally mature, and now all of my excitement is gone because apparently it's a bunch of people saying, let's do threesomes and I want feet and all this stuff. That is not emotionally mature to me. That's fetishist and being honest, and that's okay. And there should be a dating app for that.
Totally.
But why are they calling it for the emotionally mature? That's such a a mislead.
Well, I think they're trying to connect it this way. Like, if you are emotionally mature enough to know what you're interested in and to say it out loud and ask for it. And okay, I kind of get that. What would be the sexiest thing that someone could send you on a dating app?
Well, we talked about that dating app. I got really excited. I'm not on it, but I'm glad it's out there, called
Farmers
Smile.
Only?
Silver Singles. By the way, I'm about to be eligible for Silver Singles. How crazy is that?
That's cute, because I like you with an older person.
Well, I actually, oh my God, maybe I should be fishing on Silver Singles. It's too, because I really want an emotionally mature partner.
Honestly, nothing would make me happier than filling out a Silver Single profile with you.
Let's do it.
Okay.
All right. Well, we have to take a quick break. The next story up, I'm really excited about, because apparently there is a right and there is a wrong, and there are some hot tips, do's and don'ts, about how we're supposed to be washing our armpits. We'll be right back.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts, and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
And we're back. Okay, so there are apparently two ways to wash your armpits. According to Apple News, there's a right and a wrong way to wash your armpits. Before I tell you, Rossi, how do you do dem pits?
I clean my body like I'm prepping for surgery. You know what I mean? Like, I do. It's like,
wait, by the way, do you do that before and after sex too?
I think unless it's like sprung up on you, I think it's, you know.
I feel like I've lost all ability to be spontaneous.
I know, right? If it's starting,
it's also been so long, I don't know. I'd be like, wait, it's like, I feel like about sex the way I do getting out of the house. I still need to do like 50 more things.
You'll get to it eventually.
Yeah, and be late for it.
Yeah. I don't like a foo-foo thing. You know what I mean? Like those body washes that are too smelly. I like an antibacterial soap. I like to froth it up and get it all, just get myself pristine.
Are you sure you were not tipped off to this?
No, I swear to God. What? We don't discuss the stories beforehand.
Ever.
What?
Because apparently, Rossi, ding, 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 you are in the right category.
Really?
Yes, you are checking the box. Because apparently, if you're an au naturel person or like, you know, anti-anything. Yeah, like, you know, you don't want any chemicals and you're one of those hippies that's, you know.
Fill in the blank, Drew Barrymore.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. I'm like me. Yes. And you got your Dr. Bronner soap. apparently, there is bacteria that can grow under your armpits due to life, sweat, friction, material, you name it. Mm-hmm. And an antibacterial soap is the way to go.
Oh, I was right. Oh, I didn't know.
If you are a dirty hippie,
yeah,
like me, and you don't rock antibacterial, although I use Dial soap.
That's what I use. The orange bar?
Yes!
It's the best.
Rossi, we're soap twins!
Who knew? That's cute.
Well, I also use Dr. Bronner's, and that is like devoid of any chemicals whatsoever. They say that throwing in a little apple cider vinegar will do the trick. And if you're rocking Dr. Bronner's, you're probably rocking Bragg's too. So don't even play like you don't have some in the fridge.
So you take apple cider. What are you, a vinaigrette? I'm not doing it. Apple cider vinegar. No. I love the bar soap.
I know, but for those who, you know, are on the Skin Deep app and fussing over every little detail, get yourself some apple cider vinegar. All right, here is our next story. Ross, are you a fan of fried chicken? Are you such a fan that you would buy Colonel Sanders' home?
Okay, so I do love KFC, and I remember when I was a little boy, my grandpa would get me KFC when I was a really good kid, you know? And I love the sides more than the chicken.
Me too! And by the way, if you can find a gravy that's better than KFC, then I'd like to see it, because I don't believe it.
I don't believe it either. And the only way I would go rent this house or buy this house if the pool was filled with that gravy and all the pillows were the biscuits, you know?
I know.
That's it. And the coleslaw.
And the mashed potatoes. Oh, you're right. I like the sides even more than the product. Mm-hmm. Well, it turns out, Rossi, that the Sanders Historic Home, located in Shelby, Kentucky, hence the Kentucky Fried Chicken. I was happy to hear that detail.
That is actually in Kentucky?
That he didn't live somewhere else.
Like, yeah, Arizona?
Yes. So this home includes his wife Claudia Sanders' dinner house restaurant and one-of-a-kind KFC memorabilia.
Mm-hmm. Would you go stay there, or are you too chicken?
I don't know, but this is all over the news right now. And I also just like knowing that Colonel Sanders is a real man.
Like, was a legit person.
Yes.
Like an Orville Redenbacher. They existed. They were there.
100%. Like, I believe in Ronald McDonald. I believe in these people. Uh-huh. And so to know that they were alive, well, and it's not a caricature, but an actual human, I buy into that.
Yeah. Why does that make you feel better? Like, you like that, but like the fact that there's not a real Dairy Queen makes you not want to go there?
I just like, here's a fun fact. When Ray Kroc was developing McDonald's, he would fly prop planes all over these towns, and he'd say, wherever you see the church steeple, put a McDonald's right there, because then that can be a family restaurant.
Oh.
And it's a town where people are congregating and going to churches, and that's the proper location to find. And those kind of things just fascinate me in business.
You know, there's an interesting movie called The Founder. Did you ever see that?
With Michael Keaton. And I haven't, and I need to.
And it sort of tells the story of how he helped build and sort of took McDonald's.
Interesting. I used to read like Ray Kroc's like manifestos that he would write to his employees. I think when I look at the newspaper, I think the business section is something that, although I don't know anything about NASDAQ or Wall Street, and it's all like floating numbers to me, that section, I think, affects people's lives more than we realize. Mm. And so paying attention to like business, you know, what is Big Pharma doing today, or what's Google, or what, you know, what is closing, what's opening, these are going to lead to like things that affect our life. Mm-hmm. So I'm always, it's the business angle that fascinates me.
I think it's interesting how people approach business differently. The people who do follow like the NASDAQ, and I don't know what that is, but, or the people who fly the plane over to see where this church is to know that a restaurant would do well there.
That's the business I'm fascinated by. NASDAQ I don't get. And nobody wants me there. Okay, our next story, Barbie-themed home decor, also known as Barbie-core, could be your next interior design endeavor. Apartment Therapy, one of my very favorites, has released expert tips for barbifying your interior of the home, but it doesn't have to, you know, go over the top, OTT, if you will. It doesn't have to be bubblegum pink walls. You can add scallops and frills and dainty floral prints in softer shades of pink or peach. That's enough to give your home that Barbie core hue. thoughts?
Well, the only thing I ever wanted that Barbie had, besides Ken, was the, let's be honest, was the that Malibu car, remember the dream car?
Yes.
That she would drive with Skipper in
yes,
it?
Yes, yeah. Her sister Skipper.
Uh-huh. I think color is everywhere. Barbie is about to be everywhere. We've all been obsessing with those pictures with Margot Robbie, Ryan Gosling, as they've been filming the new movie, if you've been seeing.
Being directed by Greta Gerwig.
Yeah.
I can't wait. I think that's the movie that's sort of being... the most anticipated right
totally.
Now.
Totally.
So I think Barbiecore is going to explode upon the release of the film.
Mm-hmm.
So will a lot of other things.
Right. But you know, you're the reason why I started using color in my house. I always was just white. And then because of you, I painted this summer a bedroom and the sunroom and like really went there with
what
color.
What color did you paint your bedroom?
Well, none of the colors in the Barbie house, because a pink bedroom, even though it sort of was like my childhood fantasy, I went for a really masculine bedroom. We did, it's called Crack Pepper, this color.
You have me at Cracked Pepper.
You're welcome.
Paint color and the actual Cracked Pepper.
Are you want to know my the name we chose for the navy?
Yes.
It's just called Dark Navy.
Oh, I love it.
Right? I like that. It was just straight to the point.
It really clear. Mm-hmm. I painted your back wall dark navy in your dressing room.
That inspired the pick. I know. So color's where it's at. I love that they're doing these soft colors. Barbie's having a moment right now, like in the zeitgeist. This makes sense.
She really is. Mm-hmm. I'm glad that people are expressing themselves more in their homes. I think we were going towards more of a minimalist thing. Then the pandemic happened. Now we're going back to maximalist because our homes are where we work, entertain, live, and we're just functioning differently than we did a few years ago.
Yeah.
So I think your home is the best place to express yourself.
Quick question. You've been doing construction. Update
oh,
on that.
My God.
How is it?
It today is a good day. had you talked to me 2 days ago, I probably would have told you why I've hit rock bottom.
Mm-hmm.
And but I found this new company that's helping me. I want to preserve a lot of the plaster that I've uncovered, and I don't want to do drywall.
Mm.
This is all about like a kitchen you would find 50 years ago up in the hillside of an Italian village.
Mm-hmm.
And that has nothing to do with drywall.
Understood.
It's tile and plaster. So I'm trying to do something very bizarre, and I'm kind of finding it as I go, and it's just been a show. And I'm not going to lie. Everybody has those moments where you just think, I don't deserve to, you know, think I have design prowess whatsoever. And then you just pick yourself up and you keep going.
Yeah. I think anyone that's ever done reno or like a home project or tried in any way to make things beautiful, there's this messy part in between, frustrating, but it's worth it in the end.
Well, I have been in that sag for quite some time, and I'm finally pulling myself out and very excited.
Any
about
Barbie
it.
Inspo in your kitchen?
Not a little.
Understood.
All righty, everyone. Well, follow the Drew's News podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And if you like the show, then, you know, you could tell a friend like, hey, Rossi, did you know that there's a Drew's News podcast?
Oh, I must listen and subscribe to that. Thanks, Drew.
Did you know that there's a show called the – I can't even say it. Say it.
The Drew Barrymore Show?
That's right.
I love that show.
And then you could tell your friends and your coworkers and even the gal you just met at the grocery store. I highly suggest pets.
Mm-hmm.
They want to know.
If you're on a dating app, you can let them know that this podcast is your interest.
You could let anyone know that this podcast is your fetish.
You can put us on in your sex room.
That's right. You could. That is an option now.
That's the only way to turn me on in your sex room. It's with a remote control. Thank you.
Well, if you want more than just audio pleasure, be sure to watch the
Drew Barrymore Show
every weekday by going to thedrewbarrymoreshow.com. to find your local time and channel. For some reason, when there's a .com attached to it, I feel comfortable saying the name.
Uh-huh.
And as always, we make this show for you, so take it with you.
Great.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary and it's not boring. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and maybe more importantly, on your life. I'm going to be your financial coach, someone who brings common sense and an insider's perspective on how to manage your money and your emotions. And I promise we are going to have a little bit of fun along the way. Have a question from retirement to career changes to college funding? Just send us an email at askjill@jillonmoney.com. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.
I'm Mo Rocca, and I'm excited to announce season 4 of my podcast, Mobituaries. I've got a whole new bunch of stories to share with you about the most fascinating people and things who are no longer with us. From famous figures who died on the very same day to the things I wish would die, like buffets. Listen to Mobituaries with Mo Rocca on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.